RSN Central's Form Express.
It's time for the Form Express on this Wednesday, the 19th of February. Now, Harry White's Best Bet, race 3, horse number 7, Train to Nowhere. Now, that's at Stalled today, that meeting beginning the early part of the afternoon. Dan O'Sullivan's hard to beat when he takes his horses down that highway from Ballarat to Stall, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning, Jack. How you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Russian Fighter goes around in race number 3 with your apprentice, Will Price, taking the ride. What are you expecting there?
Yeah, no, look, his form indicates he's been going very well for us for this time in. Looking forward to seeing him out for 2,000 metres. But as you touched on, the Paul Pushed the horse on the improved too. So we all want a bit of luck from our wide barrier. But if we can get that, I'm sure we'll be pretty competitive.
Hughes, the boss, has been racing in good form of recent times, especially his last couple. Is today his day to break his maiden status?
It certainly looks like it. He's improved when he went up to the 1,600 metres last start, beaten by a better one on the day. But he was strong to the line and staying at 1,600 for his second time. Yeah, he's in good order and I think he'd be very hard to beat.
Okay, mate, what's your best chance there today at Stall?
I'll take either at the moment. So both in good order, so they can both win for sure.
Hey, we've got a good record recently with our trainers, Dan. So I can see you getting a double today. Well done.
Plenty of gas. Love you.
There we go. There's Dan O'Sullivan there. Training at Ballarat, but very good trainer. He's got two strong chances at Stall today to kick off our Wednesday. Now, there's racing at Sandown a little later on here in Victoria. And Warren Huntley's best bet is race 2, number 3. Diasonic. So race 2, number 3 there for Warren. Racing in Sydney at Randwick. Shane Montgomery joins us. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Where do we start with your best bets?
Race 6, number 5, The Man. He'd been off the scene for well over a year before he resumed. He handed in a solid effort when he made his Kensington track debut last start. That was attempting this distance for the first time. It was third up on the day, rated a new personal best, Gareth. If he can slightly improve at all on that figure, he'll be very, very hard to beat here. So that's race 6, number 5, The Man. Thought the very best bet all day was in race 3, number 6, Betty Blooms. Handed in a pleasing effort first up at Warwick Farm, Betty Blooms. That was over this distance. She then had too much to do on the same track over the same distance last run. The race that she got beat in produced two next start Metro winners. I think she'll regain her best form here. She's likely to gain a much easier run up front, and it can be noted she was the third up winner last campaign. That's race 3, number 6, Betty Blooms.
Okay, mate, what about a quaddy there?
First leg in Saddlecloth, 1, 2, 4, 6. Number 5 on its own in the second leg, that's The Man. The third leg go a lot wider, 2, 3, 6, 8, 9. That's 2, 3, 6, 8, 9 in order. And in the last leg, 1, 2, 3, 4. $20 will get us 25%.
Good luck there, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
There's Shane Montgomery with his selections there at Randwick today. And for our tipsters, full set of tips, head to our website, rsn.net.au. Mark Newnham's team's going great guns as always, and Mark now joins us to have a look at his runners on the Kensington track at Randwick today. Good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Gareth.
We'll kick it off in race number 5, and know-it-all Jack's been in good form this prep. Can he win again?
He's going very well. Steps up to 1,800. Kensington track should suit him. It's a good track to lead on, and that's his pattern. He's a horse that enjoys a good gallop. Looking at the favourite, Mugger 2, he looks a decent horse in the making, but will be spotting us a start. So, look, confidently run first or second. It'll just be a matter of whether the other horse is too or not.
Okay, so know-it-all Jack looks tough to beat in race 5. And then in the last race, a couple of horses resuming, Maroc and also Shadow Bridge. What are you expecting out of them today?
Both going well. Shadow Bridge is a very fast horse, but I don't think I've seen a faster race on paper than this. So, it'll be tricky from him from the draw, and he hasn't raced for quite a while, but he's quite talented. The other guy, he's better suited. He came to me from Tasmania, and he took a while actually acclimatise and come right in the coat, but he was coming off some pretty cold weather down there, and I've been happy with him this time in. He won first up last time. He'll get a nice run behind a hot speed. He'll be hitting the line strongly. Whether or not the thousand's a bit sharp for him, we'll wait and see. But I'm happy with both horses.
I tell you what, Mark, I'm excited about the Hobartville Stakes on Saturday, and you'll star three-year-old Shadow Hero resumes after finishing midfield or just outside of the placings in the Derby. How has he spelled over the summer and come back this autumn?
Yeah, really happy with him. He's developed a bit physically. He's always quite a big horse, but he was a little bit narrow. He's certainly a lot stronger, but you know, you'd expect a spring three-year-old coming into the autumn to improve, and most of them, I would dare say, have. But he's in for a good prep. Saturday, you know, I could see him hitting the line strongly. It's, you know, it's unlikely that he'd be able to win at 1,400 first up. But I would say from the Randwick Guineas onwards, he'd be very competitive.
What do you think his best trip is, Mark?
Oh, look, his best trip's probably 2,000. He's won a Group 1 of that and run nearly a course record.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we'll go with 2,000. But look, I'd say the Derby down there was pretty inconclusive. It was it was a day where we had heavy rain on the day, very slushy conditions, an on-pace dominated race where he got back in the field. And it was very hard to make ground, so... he's still stuck on well over the last sort of 200 and passed a few to run fifth. So it wasn't a bad run. It just wasn't as good as we'd expected. So I'm not convinced he doesn't handle wet ground. My preferred option is dry ground, but you don't get to have a say in that. And I'm still confident he'll run a mile and a half out strongly against three-year-old company.
Can't wait for the autumn, especially those three-year-old clashes, maybe with Castelvecchio down the track as they step out to more of a trip as well. Thanks for your time as always, Mark.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Mark Newton with his runners today, and also a discussion there regarding his star three-year-old Shadow Hero. Racing in Brisbane at Doomben today, Chris Nelson is with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks. I'm well. Do you like this meeting?
I do, actually. We've got 10 races, 57 scratchings because of all the horses we had in for a couple of, quite a few postponed meetings of late. So, yeah, big field still. As I said, 10 races and plenty of value there throughout the day. Come up with three good ones, but we need to be patient. We kick off in race 7, horse number 7, Beach Break. Team Edmonds trained this one. Last couple of runs from this filly have both been good. Sunshine Coast and Doomben, 1,000, 1,050. She's hit the line quite strongly. Certainly last time against the tempo of the race, she goes to 1,200 metres here and she gets the services of Matt McGillivray, who's ridden 5 winners in his last 10 rides, and a good gate, a good enough gate here to settle closer than some of her main rivals. So I think today's the day for Beach Break. I think she'll be breaking through. That's race 7, number 7. Now, one at odds, just keeps firming this one, Golly Hut. Race 8, number 4, Golly Hut, is now a $12 chance. It was a $50 chance. It was $18 earlier this morning. I think it looks nicely placed here, Golly Hut. Had three runs back from a break. Was a first-up winner at the Sunshine Coast. Then thrown in the deep end. Next couple of starts, Saturday grade. Sunshine Coast behind Better Reflection was running on well. And Eagle Farm last time behind Master Jamie, the very smart Master Jamie, was wide all the way and beaten just under 6 lengths. So back to inferior grade. Good gate. Michael Hallier will take the ride. I think is a great bet each way still at the $12. That's race 8. Number 4, Golly Hut. And we'll round it out with race 10, number 2, Metamorphic. A last start winner here at Doomben. Was trained by Chris Waller then. That was 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now in the care of Kelly Schweder. Ryan Maloney will ride from gate number 1, so it'll get every possible favour. And I don't see this being any harder than that last start win. So I think we can round out the day with a winner and finish off the card with a few of them. That's the last one is race 10, number 2, Metamorphic.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks for participating in our conversation Saturday yesterday with your State of Origin Queensland side when it comes to racing. Looking at it, however, I'm glad they're not playing in the Rugby League State of Origin. You might be relying too much on alligator blood.
I think we might struggle a little bit there. Certainly as the distances get longer, we might be under a bit of pressure.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Cheers. Thanks, Gareth.
I tell you what, if the trainers played State of Origin, Tony Golan would be the star for Queensland. I think he'd be Wally Lewis-like, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Tony.
Geez, that's far too big a rap. Oh. I don't think it's... I'll be playing in a very strong pool, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I think you would have... I think you would run through some of those New South Wales trainers if you had a State of Origin clash. You wouldn't be scared of any of them, really, would you?
I'd back myself, particularly against Paulie Snowden, my good mate.
Paulie Snowden, would he be the hooker or out wide on the wing?
Oh, I think... Wherever there's not too much running, I'd say.
All right, mate. Hey, you're looking fit too. I couldn't believe you're 40.
Yes, I am. I'm getting old.
Yeah, well, can you find us a winner today? More shots. Now, he goes around in the first race. What can you tell us?
Yeah, she had a lovely run, won't she? You know, rails out and good gates are important, especially at the mile. So she had a lovely run right thereabouts. Not a very strong race. I don't know whether she'll be winning, but she'll certainly be top three.
Now, Military Kings goes around at an each-way price. How did you assess his last performance over the 1300 there at Doomben, now steps up to the mile?
Definitely going to be the right distance now. His run was heaps better than it looked the other day. He was taken off the track by an unruly horse in front of him, about the 600. So I'd be very forgiving of that run. I think he did a beautiful run here. This is probably a slightly stronger heat than the first one of the 2 miles, two-mile maidens. But I think he's drawn yet to be box seat, and I think he's a very good hope.
Can we back this first starter, Dolly Molly, a daughter of I'm Invincible, today in race number three?
Quite a good filly. She's above average. Just got her pretty well needs to be from that gate, I think. It's a really tricky draw. Hard to assess the race, so many first starters, but she is above average. If she gets luck from the gate, she's right there.
What about Morricone, the two-year-old in the fourth?
Probably got it ahead of her from the gate as well. She'll push forward, but I wish she drew better.
Okay, she's around that $10 quote. And then we push on to race number six on the card, and you saddle up horse number two, West Ham, that was a good winner last start.
He's been really good. He's improved with each run. He just never draws the barrier. He's always off the track and having to work forward a little bit. He seems to be his pattern now. Anyway, since he's moved up here with us, he seems to go forward for the horse. And he's enjoying his racing. He's improving with each run. Barrier makes it hard, but he's certainly heading in the right direction.
Two strong chances in race seven, Steer Pier and 3 Point Missile.
Yeah, one's at the good gate, Steel Pier, but you know, could be looking for a little bit further. They're going to get a lovely run. He's a pretty nice horse, this. The other horse is drawn really wide. There's plenty of chances to win his maiden. He probably should have won by now. Just needs luck from his gate. If he gets luck from the gate, he's right there.
Race nine, Six Sigma, second up here today, and it's around that $4.40 quote.
Yeah, pretty reliable sort of horse. He'll bounce, put himself in the first two pairs. Sort of couldn't see him not running top three. Well weighted with 58 in the claim. It's going to get a nice run.
Get out stakes. Be nice and late too here in Victoria's Sue Villa. Can we back it?
Look, we dropped down nicely in weight to 51. We've gone with a 3 kilo claim. He looks though to lead defensive in this. He's also got to probably catch and get past. The rail's playing, you know, playing good for him by this stage of the day. He's got the light weight. Metamorphosis has to give me 7 kilos, so I'll certainly get my chance.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Time to say a big hello to Nadia Horn, who has done the meeting at Strathalbyn today. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets?
I reckon we start in race four for the first of them, in number two, Elcano, who was a previously prepared Sydney horse, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott used to put the polish on him. He's now had a few runs for Bob Richard, and he seems to have found his niche there in Adelaide. He was able to win last time out in the 2050-metre race off of a very fast speed. He rated well and he ran away from them. So if he can run up to that again, and the fact that he goes back to the same track and trip, I reckon he's going to be hard to beat. So that's race four, number two, Elcano. We then roll into another horse who's trained locally in race five, number two, Eager Tur. Now, this horse is going around in the smaller field and does have speed. You would think that he's probably going to lead them up here. He comes off of a run in a much tougher race. He went around on the Strath Cup last start. He started in the market and he was beaten just over 3 lengths. He was able to sort of string a couple of wins together and ran placing in tougher grade at his subsequent two. This looks a good race for him. That's race five, number two, Eager Tur. And I think there's value in race six. So I'm going to have something on number five, Austin Raider, who does come off of a win in maiden grade. It took her a long time to win a race, but she finally did so. She rated very well on that occasion, and you can get around $16-odd. So on an each-way basis, I'm definitely having something on her in race six, number five. So those three specials, race four, the two, race five, the two, race six, the five, and the quaddie, one, two, three, the first leg, one, two, seven, the second, 2.58 in the third and 5.8 and 11 in the last.
What about G-Trail on the weekend for the South Aussies? A great performance there, Nadia.
Look, I've always had a bit of a rap on him. It was a huge performance. It was great to see him put it all together. And the stable have just had an unbelievable 12 months. You know, the dominance they've had with the horses they've brought over from Adelaide to run in Melbourne has been outstanding. So, no, it was great to see him get the money.
What is it with Gordon Richards? He's just got that ability to travel his horses to Melbourne and perform really well. He's been training for a little while now, more than he was a hobby trainer, listening to him throughout his interviews, especially over the last week. But he's been training professionally for just over a decade, but every time his horses start, they go very close, Nadia.
Yeah, look, he's always had a good horse on the books there somewhere. He only ever buys pretty cheap stock too. So even those three that he's got at the moment who are all up to Victorian grade, you know, they're all only very cheap purchases. And he just seems to have the knack of sending them over the border at the right time. And that seems to have been the key. He just knows when to bring them over. Of course, he spent a bit of time with Bart in his younger years, and he's definitely a trainer that's got a pretty good eye. But even his horses locally, like, you know, he's had a very good season on the training track at home too. So, no, good luck to him.
No, he's a star, and he's doing SA Racing proud. Thanks for that, Nadia.
Cheers, Gareth.
The voice of WA, the great Darren McCauley, joins us now to have a look at Ascot. Good morning to you, Darren.
Very good morning to you, Gareth. Lovely to join you once again.
I was having a chat to Brian Martin out the back the other day. He does a terrific program now on Sunday mornings, talking to racing legends for an hour. And I think you'll participate later on in that segment. But he told me, and when he walked past, he's 70 years of age these days, BM. But
he doesn't look it.
He doesn't look it. And it's a line ball for mine. When I have a look at sexy metrosexual race callers, it's head for head. It's like the Catalyst and Alligator Blood. McCauley and Martin. I can't really separate them.
Oh, it's very unfair on those you haven't mentioned either. Yeah. Sort of fancied themselves a bit over the time. But no, look, I'm looking forward to that. I had the chance to sit down with Beamer a couple of weeks ago when I was in Melbourne there for one of the standard bred sales, and really enjoyed the experience of just going back and pulling back the layers of a career which, you know, for myself now at the moment, it's almost 40 years. So, and you start to think again of a lot of things that happened and where it all started and how you got to where you did at the end of the day. It was just a really lovely hour or more, in fact, that I spent with Beamer, and I'm looking forward to having a listen to it myself later on.
Now, Macca, got a few questions coming through on the SMS line. Can you ask Darren what he thinks of Regal Power? Can it play any part in our autumn carnival?
Oh, absolutely, it can. It's a serious horse. You've seen Regal Power yourself. Wonderful, wonderful three-year-old, classic-winning three-year-old. He came back as a four-year-old. What he did in the Railway Stakes was outstanding, to say the least. And I think that he will have a big impact. Bob's very discerning about travelling his horses. And, you know, he's got the confidence with Regal Power and, of course, others now, that Superstorm's gone across there as well. And I just think that this horse has got a bit of X factor about him. And that I think we did see in the Group 1 Railway.
What about Superstorm? This horse is $10 with the tab in this most anticipated Australian Guineas. He won nicely first up the other day, and he was probably unlucky in that Group 1 Kingston Town at the end of your carnival. Is he well above average? Can he mix it with a Catalyst and an Alligator Blood or a Chenier as well?
Oh, gee, that's a tough question to really answer, Gareth, isn't it? Not until they go there do you really know how good they are. He won the challenge on the weekend. He did it in a canter. He just ambled past a nice filly. She's a nice Saturday class of filly, Naughty by Nature. Wine Knight is a nice horse itself. But he just played with him. Pike just put him through his gears. He made him run through the line late. I love the way that he emerged from virtual obscurity in the back end of that summer campaign, which got him to the Kingston Town. It was an incredibly big effort. He's come back. He looks as though he's furnished out. Mm. So time will only tell whether or not he's going to be competitive against these horses that you've mentioned. But you know, it is turning out to be a salivating Guineas this year, isn't it?
And it's definitely a real WA flavour, because Grant and Alana Williams this time have been given the responsibility by Bob Peters to travel with their horses, and Battlestorm, that's a progressive sprinter as well, also represented by that stable, of course, for the famous Cerise and White Colours. Now, Macca, we need a winner at Ascot today, please.
Just on that point too, that's fantastic to see the Grand Alana get the chance with Pike, of course. It is the winning formula. So they don't change too much, do they, in trying to win these big races. But good luck to them. I just can't wait for it. Everyone's talking about it. Look, I think that the three that we're going to follow today on this seven-race card, Twilight Racing again, quite a humid morning. It's a fine day here in Perth. And the first is Pick Your Battles. I've followed this five-year-old very lightly, raced all of the way through. Look, he's had no luck at all in the first two runs. We backed him in strongly there to win over 1,200 from barrier 14, and he didn't disappoint. I think the horse can race much handier to them today, Gareth. He's a big, strong gelding. 60 won't be the issue there. And there's a run back there early on in his career, over 1,000 metres, down there at Bunbury, behind Excise Free, a horse that you know well. And he sat up third chasing Excise Free, which is no mean feat. And so out of a similar gate today, I would think that Nicole Hopwood will have him much handier. So I'm going there at the 3:30. Pick Your Battles. Good bit of advice. Race 1, number 1. Play it into race 4, number 8, Lonsdale Lady. A Machino filly, a sire there that is certainly making a big impression. Out of a good mare that Simon Miller trained, Rosmopolitan, gate 1. She's back today. Had the two trials. Beat Dark Mission, who came out and, of course, has stamped itself as being one of the horses to follow through the autumn in the Cerise and White. And then it, of course, beat another of their great stars in Star Exhibit, the dual Perth Cup winner, a barrier trial. She's three starts for a win and a placing. Barrier 1 today, I think, whatever beats Lonsdale Lady wins race 4. And then I'm going to forgive, although others wouldn't, who took the 165 Excellent Dream race 6. And this three-year-old from Lindsay Smith's yard, he extended it to a 1,200 with the 58.5, and it just got found out there. Back to 1,000, back a kilo, 57.5, gate number 4, a running three-year-old, and I reckon that he'll redeem today after winning that maiden in a canter first up. I think this is much more suitable again for him today. So race 6, play number 4. Race 1, horse 1, race 4, horse 8, race 6, number 4, hopefully a winner amongst that trio.
Good on you, Macca. Thanks for that.
As always, Gareth, thanks, mate.
There's Darren McCauley, the voice of WA Racing. Now, Barry draws are out and the fields are out for the big meeting at Caulfield today. The Futurity Stakes over the 7 furlongs. Colding's drawn barrier 5. Blackheart Bart, barrier number 8. Streets of Avalon, 7. Wild Planet, barrier number 1. Casio, 6. Cape of Good Hope, Group 1 winner last spring at Caulfield, barrier 2. The Star New Zealand mare, Melody Bell, barrier 3, and a perfect barrier for the 3-year-old Super Seth and the Futurity, barrier number 4. And in the Oakley plate, Ball of Muscle, 13. Satori, barrier 2. Bivouac, the Star 3-year-old, barrier number 7. Bonds Away, 12. Crystal Dreamer, barrier 9. Trope, barrier 6. Bold Star, barrier number 8. Hummer Hummer, William Pike rides, barrier 3. And then we go to Fine Dane, barrier 11. Pippi's drawn wide, barrier number 14 as well. Anaheed, the 3-year-old filly, barrier number 15 for Anaheed. But Bivouac's come up with barrier number 7. Of course, that is the Oakley Plate, race 8 on the card there from Caulfield. And we will have those markets with tab.com.au out a little later. And we'll let you know as soon as we know here on RSN Central. Harness racing tonight at Geelong. Here's Blake Redden. Blake, can you help us back a winner today, please?
Oh, I can try, Gareth. A couple of points of order that I want to start with.
Yes.
Tony Gollum, what a professional. Loved hearing him on your program earlier.
Yeah, he's terrific, isn't he? He goes bang, bang. And by the way, you do remind me, because I had a Meadows race coming up with the Form Express, and you can listen to the podcast, all of our shows on RSN Central. All you need to do is subscribe to RSN Central with a host of different outlets like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, etc. But his best bet there is the last one, Sue Villa in the last. So there you go, around that $5 quote, Blake.
Yeah, outstanding. Just clean phone line. He was in a quiet space. He gave great information. So he doesn't need me telling him. A big tick for Tony Gollan. And also, I want to find out from Grant and Alana Wombs where Windstorm is at, my favourite Perth horse.
Okay, Windstorm. So we'll find out and see where that galloper is at, because he
two was, from two. Yeah,
yep, he broke down towards the end of last spring. So yeah,
I think it was just a cold or flu in the end, but they just gave him the time off. But yeah, I want to know if he's coming across to the east at any point.
Okay, I'll make sure that I'll try and find that out for you. What about at Geelong tonight?
I've got two each-way bets, I reckon we'll call them. Race 5, number 4, Carter Mason. He's way over the odds at $8.50. He's just a good, honest pacer. First up, he was an eye-catcher. Second up, he improved and ran second. He's drawn in front of most of his major rivals here, and I think he can, if not win the race, run a very good second or third. So have maybe something on him each way. Race 5, number 4 at Geelong tonight. And also race 7, number 9, straight out, No Republic. I think he's probably the best trotter in the field. I know his last run was a little bit concerning, but if you can just put that to one side, he ran third behind Maori Shadow, two back, and if he gets back to anywhere near his best form, standing start should suit him. I think the $5 is a good bet, and it is an even race. There are some talented horses, so maybe you don't get too crazily involved, but a straight-out bet on race 7, number 9, the second of the best. And if you're playing quarters, it is wide, 1, 2, 4, 8, 9, and 10 in the first leg, so play as wide as you can there. Second leg, 5, 9, 11, 12. Third leg, 5, 9, 10. Last leg, 2, 5, 6. So if you want to get a quarter of that, it'll be $54, but always play it to a budget you can afford. And good luck if you're having a bet tonight.
You know, Blake, you know how we love the pub stories here on RSN Central. I've got a beauty coming up shortly.
I'll be tuning in as per always, Gareth.
Phil Duggan, he's a harness racing trainer that's taken his horse on the road.
I've heard about this.
And he's stopping off at different venues. And I don't know how he works the horse during the travel period. He maybe just doesn't. But he has around six races a month. And they stopped off at Mount Gambier the other day. They couldn't get a race in New South Wales. And they're racing in Queensland tonight, Phil and Batman. So looking forward to having a chat to him shortly. So there you go, Blake.
No, that's an excellent story. Excellent story, Gareth, and I can't wait to hear it.
Good on you. There's Blake Redham with his tips at Geelong tonight. Greyhound racing in Victoria at the Meadows in Ballarat. And George is with us now. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's George Ferrugia like today? Firstly, at the Meadows, because their third race isn't far away, or the second race anyway.
Yeah, the second race. The favourite. That was a big shock in the first race at $1.22 going down in the first, but we think Aston Thunder can bounce back here in the next. But the one I liked in race 3, number 2, Mapunga Katie, I thought it was an eye-catching run. I think she's drawn a lot better. She'll be pretty hard to beat. Meadows, quality numbers, 2, 3, 4, and 6 into 1, 2, and 8 into 1, 2 into number 1. Yep. That's race 8, number 1, Miss Firebird. Very, very hard to beat.
Okay, then what about at Ballarat tonight?
Race 3, number 8, Electra Shadow. Now, this greyhound did win off a wide draw pretty impressively. I think it's just still learning its craft. Certainly a winnable race. The greyhound drawn off the red is going to be hard to beat, but I like Electra Shadow here. Race 3, number 8 for the Daily camp. There's a couple of interesting runners from Team Daily today as well. One called Omega Bale, race 1, number 2, and race 2, number 8, Verity Bale. They're both out of Champion Chaser Zolia Allen. Keep an eye out for those two, Gareth, especially the market moves. Quaddy numbers 2 and 7 into 2, 4, 5 and 8 into 1, 3 and 5 into 1 and 2. And just quickly, I haven't heard too much of the show today, but Tornado T is out for around a month with a pretty sore toe.
Okay.
So we won't see him in the Super Stays heats come Saturday night.
That was as expected, really. He wasn't, unless he was Batman or Superman together, to get over an injury like that so quickly anyway. So
Yeah.
No, Batman, and great to hear that Channel 7 will be showcasing three of the best greyhound meetings in this state, starting with the Australian Cup in a couple of weeks' time, and then they have the Melbourne Cup a little later on, and there's one more that I just escapes
my Melbourne
memory.
Cup and the launching pad too.
The launching pad.
Look, I think it comes off the back of the success we've seen in the Million Dollar Chase that went free to air as well, being on track and getting that emotion from some of the winning trainers is going to be fantastic. Can't wait for that.
You should be getting a gig there, Georgie. If I'm looking at the cast there, you're the number one there, Georgie, especially watching the American Greyhounds on my Sky Racing 1 screen, because I think you handling dogs and interviewing dogs as they make the dash down the straight just before they're released.
Absolutely. No, it should be good, mate. Now, look, they'll have a good cast, whoever that is, but really looking forward to getting back on free to wear. I remember the Top Gun being on for 3 minutes before a movie on Channel 10.
What kind of movie, George?
No, Channel 10, not SBS.
Hey, Georgie, so we're backing one here, are we? We're backing Aston Thunder at 2:15.
Yeah, but the one I'm keen on is the one in the next race, Mapunga Katie, race 3, number 2.
We might go the race-to-race double. What about James Vandermaat? Isn't he got a swagger these days?
He's not playing tennis again, is
no,
he?
No, he's, well, a lot of his mates text in about how good he is at tennis, and he does rate himself on the tennis court, and he was dominating as the MC at the Meadows there the other day. One of the great MCs, he was involving the crowd, talking to the participants as they headed to the boxes, and he's ready to go for us, Georgie. So would you like to